Hello, welcome to this bite-sized edition of Cafe Soko.
Every commercial media outlet says that they are the most trusted, listened to, watched, delivered, etc. There are audit numbers out there, and many channels, stations and papers are absolutely on top of their game. As time has gone on in this on-demand world, I no longer subscribe to cable news channels. I pick and choose online and video content. I rarely spend hours listening to the radio. I really dip in and dip out for a few minutes at a time. Whilst I choose to listen to podcasts for hours on end, the need for my schedule to fit around the timetable as dictated to by a media outlet is no more. All good journalism needs to be monetized in some way, whether it's, I don't know, advertising, subscription, sponsorship, or another form of activation. It is critical that money comes in to support the media industries. However, we're now at a point where people think that news should be a free thing. I don't agree with that at all. For stories to be told, people have to be able to earn a living. The issue for me is that the outlets are doing themselves a disservice at times. For example, we've just had Christmas, and every year my local radio station runs a Christmas Carol online radio station, and the big sell to the listener for that is that it is commercial free. Chris Evans is starting a new radio show on Virgin Radio, and that show is commercial free. Grand Prix coverage on certain channels around the world is commercial free. This adds to the perception that advertising is a bad thing. If a part of the marketing to get eyeballs to the product is the message that it's interruption and commercial free, then there's clearly a problem. The issue could be that we suffer with poorly targeted advertisements that don't appeal to us. Well, taking that in isolation, all the audience figures are based on a bell curve of listeners, viewers, or readers, so you can never truly appeal to everyone. Adverts are seen as an opportunity to go to the bathroom, make a cuppa, or a moment to check what's happening in your WhatsApp group. Some commercials are just downright annoying. In media terms, we measure something called the burn rate of content. How many times can someone be exposed to material until the target audience demographic becomes tempted to turn off the channel? Yes, there's message reinforcement, but depending on the style of the commercial, some will burn quicker than others. The irritation ultimately becomes too much and the media consumer walks away. The online listening app TuneIn are employing a heavy upsell tactic in their freemium model. An incredible selection of stations are available. However, if they run commercials within their output, TuneIn substitutes the adverts for their own promotional material and advertising. Some of the material is to showcase other channels and music news, but the heavy rotation promotional content is the hard sell of moving to a premium, ad-free account. After a few months of listening, I feel the burn of these messages. They haven't pestered me to pay for the ad-free option. They've encouraged me to listen to the podcasts of the shows via iTunes rather than listening live. Obviously, though, these commercials work. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it. On radio, we're facing exciting times in digital listening. It's making AM and FM look incredibly antique. Believe me, with the coverage of 3G plus data, we're not far from that point that digital listening worldwide will make serious inroads into a share of listening. In the UK, it's already there. Is this analog bashing or radio TV sales bashing? Certainly not. It's a reality check. Think of all the information available to digital platforms about people's behaviours and environment. Here's an example. Two people listening to a live stream, one in their 20s in Bristol and the other in their 40s in London. The 20-year-old gets an advert delivered to them, which is about a product launch happening in Bristol. That product has the target demographic of that listener. At the same time, the 40-year-old hears a message that it's not too late to start a pension, and then a mention of his area of London and a local rep's office, a location and a URL. I don't hate commercials. I hate poorly written ones which don't speak to me. If you can deliver content which is more relevant, along with live reads and sponsorships, then media revenues will be in a healthier place, paying for good journalism. As a follow-up to my previous post about radio not being dead, this is technology that outlets must invest in order to compete, especially as the same ad delivery systems can work for podcast and live radio, on-demand video, and live stream TV.